Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, your home for your t-shirt giveaway today. Make sure you come up to the studio at 10 a.m. Steven Inspector, Carrington Harrison, Rob Brenton. Hell, I'll go out there and hang out with them for a little bit. I don't care. I brought my warm jacket, my warm sweatshirt. It's nice and fuzzy inside. Fleece or cotton? Where do you go?
What's the weather?
Today. You're like, neither.
No, I'm more of a fleece guy, I think, than cotton. Mm. Cotton tends to shrink and then it gets tight. Ask the Yankees.
Oh. Ask Steve Sarkisian or however you say that guy's name is.
His pants.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I go fleece.
Yeah. A nice little fleece blanket on top of the bed during the wintertime?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice, solid. I'm
just kind of thinking about the game this weekend.
Oh, what you're going to wear? Yeah. I just wear the boots and the you definitely, because I think, I'm pretty sure Saturday's cold, man.
Not as cold as it would have been had it been Sunday.
No, Sunday's like high as like 18, isn't
it? Yeah, Sunday's, I think, is going to be like 31.
Saturday's 30. But again, okay. That's it like right at probably like when you're tailgating at your peak at 2 o'clock.
You think that's when it is, like 2 or 3 o'clock? And yeah.
Because that sun goes down about 5 o'clock, man. That thing, you're going to go from 30 to like 20.
Yeah. So,
like that.
Yeah. I mean, I've got these like this. It's called a cozy, you know, it's like one of those things. It's like a blanket you wear, you know, it's got a hood and all this kind of stuff. It's actually really warm. I may roll that thing out there. I'm not afraid of being too warm. I'd rather be too hot and have some extra stuff. I don't care what I look like out there.
It is a Monday at 9 o'clock, which means we're joined by Josh Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of SI.com. Chief Contributor, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. The benefit of the blue was this weekend in Buffalo. That's what we call umpires, Briscoe. We call them blue, right? I don't know why.
Because they used to wear blue.
What do you think the conversation was between Josh Allen and the referee?
Good question, Dusty. I think we all should be wearing more robes, by the way.
Thank you.
Robes, too. Like, yes. I'm hearing what Bob's saying about the cozy thing. We all got to embrace more of that. I can see grass in my backyard for the first time in a week.
Really?
This is not... I can't. Listen, I also...
I've got grass in my bedroom.
I didn't say the first time. Yeah. I can see grass in my backyard for the first time in about a week. And nice. I feel like we all need to go ahead and embrace this, like, hooded robe, extra fuzzy blanket lifestyle. It's how we get through these months. Was there football yesterday?
Yeah, I was going to buy Mac a robe, and he said, no, thank you. I have a fleece all-black robe. I wear it probably 6 days a week.
This might be the thing that you and I have the most in common. I might be at 5.5 days a week at a black fleece robe with the hood, because sometimes your ears get a little chilly. It's a better way to live.
When do you robe, though? Like, do you get home from work and you just, like, take everything off and robe up?
Mm-hmm. Great question. In the winter, I would really emphasize that it does not have to be the only layer. It can just be kind of your at-home overcoat. If it's chilly, you get me on a Christmas morn, I'll be wearing my pajamas underneath that robe. That's just right. Throwing it over the top.
But how many people are really home, like, in the morning at this point in time? Like, now, like, if you want to sit down and have a cup of coffee, put your robe on, I get it, it's 9 o'clock. Most people are on with their day, you know?
True. Another great follow-up. This is why you guys are the best in the biz.
Thank you.
Like to wear it more towards the end of the day. Maybe it's when you put on the pajamas at night. Maybe an early PJ evening.
So
maybe
a very Ward Cleaver type of guy. You got your silk pajamas, robe over top, slippers. You sit on the couch, have a nightcap, and go to bed.
Exactly. Really, you're either going to have a warm drink or a cold drink, or maybe it becomes a smoking robe in there somewhere.
See,
I don't know.
A smoking jacket. I would like a crushed red velvet smoking jacket with my initials on it.
I would also like this, so if you find like a supplier or if you want to like maybe add another sponsor to my segment or whatever, I'm willing to help us get this done. I would also like mine monogrammed.
Speaking of robes, you'll see lots of them on the sideline. Well, they're called coats, but I call them robes. Was that more of D'Amico Ryans pulling up the great scheme on defense, or was that mostly all percentage-wise put on Justin Herbert for having a very bad game?
I think it's both, but like I will be the longtime Justin Herbert enthusiast who fully admits that was a bad football game at a bad time to have a bad football game for Justin Herbert. I think it's a mix of both of those things where ultimately, I think this is somewhat true for the Chargers and Broncos, although I think it's probably more fun for us in Kansas City here if we just kind of let the bad vibes hang around for a little bit. But I think the Chargers and Broncos, if you would have told them both before the season, hey, you're going to make the playoffs, get bounced in the first round, is that a good year for you? I think both of those teams would have said yes, but especially with LA, especially getting a Texans team that nobody was afraid of with the injuries they've had, the way they backed into the playoffs, the Chargers have to be the team who's the most disappointed, at least on the AFC side, certainly, in what ended up unfolding there. And everybody's got to wear a little bit of it. That's a pretty inexcusable way to flop in a playoff debut with this new look crew.
They stunk, and so did Bo Nix, but that doesn't change the fact that I still believe this division's going to be good. And if, you know, God forbid the Raiders hire Pete Carroll, now all of a sudden you're talking about an NFC West that has three Super Bowl winning coaches and a national championship winning head coach in it.
AFC, yeah.
Or AFC, what did I say? NFC? Yeah. AFC, yeah.
Yeah, but no, you said NFC. I was like, yeah, it does kind of start to feel like the NFC West a little bit. Where it's like, all of these teams are good. All of these coaches are relatively established. No, I'm with you there. I think again, that's kind of like the logical conclusion and maybe me being more optimistic about those teams than Chargers and Broncos fans might be today.
Yeah.
But I think that's right. I mean, the Raiders obviously are in the hardest position there, but I think they're probably doing the right thing by going for a hard reset. If I was an NFL owner, which none of them have ever asked me to be, I think I would probably try to have my organization rebooting on the same cycle with the GM, head coach, and quarterback if all of those things are flexible, even though the Raiders went about that in a weird way. Teams like the Jags are doing the opposite, and that's bizarre to me too. But I really think the Chargers clearly have the coach and quarterback they're going to build around and that they should build around. And I think the Broncos, despite the fact that I think it's hilarious that Bo Nix is like the one quarterback in NFL history who can get compared to Drew Brees and John Elway and Tom Brady and Josh Allen, four very similar quarterbacks, compared to all those guys in one broadcast. I'm not a huge, huge believer, but I'm a believer in him being competent, I think, with Sean Payton at least.
I want to bring this up because I asked Derek Johnson this earlier, because I think the biggest part of this game on Saturday at 3:30 is to really get C.J. Stroud to second-guess himself. I know that might not be the obvious thing in the room, but if that is the case, who is that X factor that can really do that for the Chiefs defense this week?
Might be the easy way to answer that question, but I think it's a great angle, and my answer to that first originally would be Steve Spagnuolo. I mean, that's kind of a chess match here. I'll try to give you a player or two as well, but I absolutely love that angle on it, that C.J. Stroud, against some simulated pressures, and when he starts second-guessing himself a little bit, he has not been as good this year, and it's the one place where I think you can, I don't know if rile him up is quite true. He doesn't get super chaotic, like become just this mistake merchant, but if you can get him out of his groove a little bit, all you need is a couple of those to begin to take the football back. You begin to extend that lead if your offense is playing responsible football and this thing isn't stressful at halftime. So I really do think that that's a great strategy for trying to keep Stroud a little bit uneven. I'm going to be very, very curious to see how they handle the cornerback rotation. Jalen Watson being back would be huge, but what does that mean in the slot? Are we going to get a little Trent McDuffie blitzing out of the slot if he does end up being able to play more inside, if they trust Watson and Williams? Or We've seen a lot more Jaden Hicks. And if you want to give me a player who Spags wants to move around right now, he got all the snaps in week 18. So did Brian Cook. But Hicks had really been kind of trending up the last few weeks. And I think we're going to see him get weaponized in a really unique way in these playoffs. And I think that trying to test that on CJ Stroud first is probably a high order of business for Spags.
You know, I always believe the Chiefs are going to win. I think they're going to dominate. I'm a very arrogant fan because I have a right to be arrogant because of the way that they played in the postseason. So people will ask me, what are your concerns? And I always say, none. I don't have any concerns going into this game. But like for you, Josh, I mean, you're more level-headed, I would assume, than I am. Do you have any kind of concerns for the Chiefs going into this game? And you can't say rust, because that I think that's a cop-out for a lot of people.
I don't think it's rust at all. I'll tell you, I don't think that is a concern I have in any way, shape, or form. I think the idea that Travis Kelce would be better in the playoffs if he would have gotten hit around by the Broncos 25 times is ridiculous.
Good.
I just don't see that at all. I'm also not sure I'm a more level-headed person than you, but I can be more negative about the things I'm worried about. So I'll take the credit you give there. I am curious about the offensive line in a tremendous way. I think, and maybe we'll find out this week, and maybe Andy's going to try to keep it under wraps the whole week. I think they'd like to see DJ Humphries at left tackle in an ideal world. I don't know if Humphries has given them ideal world production when he's been out there, but I am a little bit interested to see. The Texans have enough in terms of like a good schematic defensive-minded head coach who can build up a nice plan and enough star power to be able to pick at your matchups a little bit. If they just say, hey, it's Will Anderson time, what can we produce out of these tackles who have been suspect or who is even going to be the left tackle. That is of note for me, but I think the fact that they're getting healthier on both sides of the football, the fact that you can go quickly to Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy and maybe now a little more DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce well-rested, I really think that they'll even be able to work around what might be inconsistent offensive line play at least this week. Next week against the Ravens or the Bills, the margins get a little bit tighter, but I really do think they should handle business here on Saturday.
Mr. Briscoe, we appreciate the time. I give you a little bit of a nugget of information, but it looks like it says Brown of London does monogrammed velvet smoking jackets and robes anywhere between $150 to $300.
That's out of our price range.
Yeah.
Hold the guys.
Give me the 1999 Temu one, man.
No, now we got to figure out, you tell me what you need. Text me after this. We'll go to sales, and we're going to say, listen, we have an opportunity here. I just need a robe with my Twitter handle on it. That's all I'm asking for.
And then we'll do a podcast and we can call it, you know, Robe Bros. I don't know what's going on with this conversation, but I'm kind of liking it. Mr. Briscoe.
Smoking hour.
It's Mahomes, no doubt. It is Mahomes season, that's for sure. I'm as excited as anybody. I know you are, and we will talk to you again on Monday next week.
Sounds good, fellas. I will have my robe on and maybe or maybe not something else.
I hope nothing underneath it. That is Josh Briscoe.